This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government has been solely guided by the motto of India First and his policy of zero tolerance against corruption has received people's support in the recent Lok Sabha polls. He said his government has followed the policy of justice for all and appeasement to none. Mr. Modi stated this while replying in the Lok Sabha on the motion of thanks to the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both the houses. Taking a dig at the opposition, the Prime Minister said he can understand their pain, as despite spreading misinformation, they had to face a crushing defeat in the Lok Sabha polls. We now go over live to listen to the Prime Minister's reply.
Congress ke itihas mein ye teesri sabse badi haar hai. तीसरा सबसे खराब प्रदर्शन है. अच्छा होता कांग्रेस अपनी हार स्वीकार करती, जनता जनार्दन के आदेश को सर आंखों पर चढ़ाती, आत्ममंथन करती, लेकिन ये तो कुछ शीर्षासन करने में लगे हुए हैं. और कांग्रेस और उसकी इको सिस्टम दिन रात बिजली जला करके हिंदुस्तान के नागरिकों के मन में ये प्रस्थापित करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं कि उन्होंने हमें हरा दिया है. आदरणीय सभापति जी, ऐसा क्यों हो रहा है? मैं जरा अपने सामान्य जीवन के अनुभव से बताता हूं.
मिस्टर मोदी विल रिप्लाई इन द राज्यसभा टुमारो. Earlier in the day, both houses of parliament resumed discussion on the motion of thanks to the president's address. In the Lok Sabha, participating in the discussion, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said the present government lacks absolute majority and this is a victory of the India bloc. Kalyan Banerjee of TMC alleged that opposition leaders are being targeted through the misuse of central agencies. KC Venugopal of Congress claimed that the Lok Sabha election results are a moral victory for the opposition. BJP MP Bansuri Swaraj today moved a notice in the Lok Sabha over leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi's remarks made in the lower house yesterday during his speech on the president's address. When the house met for the day, she moved the notice and alleged that the Congress MP made several inaccurate statements in his speech. In her notice, she said, Mr. Gandhi's certain comments were misleading in nature and necessary action should be taken in this regard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged NDA members of Parliament to adhere to the rules of Parliament, upholding the principles of parliamentary democracy and exhibit good conduct, which, he said, is essential for being a good MP. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi this morning. This was the first meeting of the NDA since the formation of the new government. Briefing media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister guided all NDA MPs on proper conduct. Mr. Rijiju conveyed that the Prime Minister also emphasized that every MP has been elected to serve the country and regardless of the party they belong to, service to the nation is their foremost responsibility. The southwest monsoon has covered the entire country. The India Meteorological Department said monsoon has covered the entire country 6 days ahead of the normal date. Heavy to very heavy rainfall occurred at isolated places over Gujarat, Bihar, Assam and Meghalaya. Heavy to very heavy rainfall occurred at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Uttar Pradesh. In Uttarakhand, the Met Department has issued a red alert for very heavy to extremely heavy rain in isolated places of the Kumaon region till Thursday. Orange and yellow alerts have also been issued for heavy rain in some parts of the Garhwal region today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.